We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking Fort Riley, Irwin Army Community Hospital. Commander Colonel Ted Brown joining us on In Focus today, talking about their response to the ongoing pandemic here with the coronavirus. And, you know, we talked a little bit that you have a curbside pharmacy right now, and kind of interesting to hear how that process has worked for folks. Is it working well?
It really is. And we had not done anything like that before here at Irwin Army Community Hospital. As most people know, you know, this facility itself isn't that old. It's only been opened for the last 2 to 3 years. It was not designed with a drive-through pharmacy in mind. So we created one, and our team, credit to our pharmacy team and our education department, who reached out to other facilities and did some research to figure out how we could do this. And I'll tell you, they did it well. We set it up on the ground floor of our parking structure, in concert with the drive-through specimen collection capability. So we used our ground floor for those two purposes. At this point, you know, more than half of that ground floor is now our drive-through or curbside pharmacy. And at this point, it serves between 250 and 350 cars, which represent at least one patient per car every day. And since its inception, has seen more than 7,700 cars come through. There's a great video that's posted to our Facebook site that shows patients kind of what to expect when you drive through. But basically, it's like accessing the pharmacy service at any of our other locations when they're active, whether it's the lobby or the pharmacy in the hospital itself or the PX. You drive in, you check in, you make a phone call to the pharmacy to say, okay, I'm here. They start filling that prescription, and we have a tremendous cadre of pharmacy teammates and runners that move those medications, not only the prescription, if it's a paper prescription, to the pharmacy so it can get filled, and then subsequently the prescriptions themselves, bringing them back out to the cars. But you walk through the process with some signage that's shown to the driver, and you basically conduct your pharmacy service like you would any other time. You just do it from the convenience of your car. So we absolutely are appreciative of not only the pharmacy and education teams and how they built and grew that capability, but our other IAC teammates that have stepped up and are providing some of the labor that's required. It's a very labor-intensive capability, as well as support from 1st Infantry Division. We asked them for support in order to provide this service, and they provided about 20 soldiers that do everything from moving the prescriptions themselves back and forth between the cars and the pharmacy inside the hospital, as well as making sure traffic flow and safety is observed throughout the process. But absolutely a success. About 75 to 80% of the pharmacy service is now done through that curbside. We still do have pharmacy service inside the hospital, but we're encouraging people to utilize the curbside as much as possible, and or, you know, explore the use of Express Scripts. So you can sign up for home delivery of your pharmacy needs, especially if you have chronic conditions and are on a regular regimen of medications. You can use that service. But our curbside, great feedback. And, again, you can go to our Facebook site to get a first-hand look, if you will, if you haven't experienced it yourself.
All right. Well, I know a lot of places in Riley, Geary, Pottawatomie County are working towards getting reopening. What is the timeline for reopening the clinics and resuming routine services there?
Great question, and one that we're getting, as you can imagine, more and more as, you know, from the national to the state and the local level, everybody talking about reopening of services and opportunities for people to do something other than quarantine in their homes. So, as I mentioned before, you know, we're very much part of a network, actually multiple networks. So we are part of the Army Medical Department, the Military Health System, And so we receive guidance on reopening from that chain of command, if you will. We are in direct support. We are the Big Red One Hospital. So we're here first and foremost to make sure that the 1st Infantry Division, the soldiers and families of that division, are ready to go. They're ready to deploy if needed, and that those soldiers know that, that when they do, their families are taken care of. But then, as I alluded to before and spoke to, you know, we're part of this community. We're part of the local healthcare system. And again, our reliance has certainly not decreased during this pandemic, that reliance on our local healthcare partners. So we're working in concert with all of them, obviously taking guidance from our higher headquarters in terms of what we can and can't start to reopen. But very much the reopening of any services are based on local conditions, monitoring through our public health department and our local network, local community spread, the ability to open services safely. Some services, such as I'll give surgical services as an example, we have more specific guidance on what we can and cannot do. So right now, we can't do elective procedures or surgeries. We can do those that are urgent or emergent or are required in order to ensure deployability of service members. So that's one example where we have clearer guidance. Another example would be primary care. As we look to expand or reopen primary care, we're taking a lot of things into consideration. One is probably what is going to become or will be for many of us, and not just here but across the country, a new normal of increased use of telehealth or virtual health. So that capability, you know, out of necessity, grew exponentially during the last 6 or so weeks, to the point that the majority of our primary care outpatient care is provided through virtual or telephonic means. That's not to say we don't, even over the last 6 weeks, if somebody needs to be seen face-to-face, we bring them in for a face-to-face appointment and take the appropriate precautions. But I think both our patients and our providers have learned through this that actually a lot of the care that maybe in the past we thought required an in-person visit can be done telephonically. So that there's going to be that new normal as we reopen. So there are some things that we aren't yet providing. And as I mentioned, elective surgeries is a clear example. Other things that we're not yet providing in terms of services are school physicals, routine well woman exams, group models of care, any care that requires groups of people coming together. We're not doing those things yet. Now, as we look over the next few weeks to month at how we reopen and what services we are reopening, we'll look obviously to those things that are required for readiness of our soldiers and families. We are constantly reviewing canceled appointments to determine those needs that are more immediate, and we are always, as we always have been, open for urgent and acute issues. Our emergency department remains open 24/7. We're looking hopefully by sometime in early to mid-June to expand services to the point that we can start doing some of those school physicals, routine physicals, because we realize there are going to be a lot of families that are moving once the stop move is lifted. So come July, a lot of families are going to be transitioning to a new duty station or getting ready for the next school year. Long story short, it'll be conditions-based. Always ensuring that we provide the care that we provide in a safe manner and that we're not unnecessarily exposing our patients or our staff. And we all have to be ready that as we reopen, it's possible if we do see a surge, if you will, of coronavirus cases, that we may need to take a step back. We may need to again, limit. But it'll all be done with our patients and our staff in mind to make sure that we're providing the safest care possible.
All right. Well, lots of good information here this morning from Colonel Brown. We sure appreciate it. And to make sure you pass along our sentiments to all the nurses and healthcare workers out there. And we really appreciate all that they do for us.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. And again, for our community members and beneficiaries that are listening, the best source right now are weekly town halls that are broadcast Facebook Live, as well as our IACS Facebook page, where we'll provide updates as we reopen services.
All right. Very good. Appreciate the time this morning, and we'll talk to you guys again next month.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That is Colonel Ted Brown, the commander of the Irwin Army Community Hospital at Fort Riley, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from the Manhattan Regional Airport up next with Jesse Romo.